On Thanksgiving Day in 2004, U.S. Marine Corps Sergeant B.J. Gammon lost his left foot from a roadside bomb in Al-Mamadiyah, Iraq, a small city south of Baghdad. Since then, the Reidsville resident has been going through physical and mental therapy to get back on his bike.
I can't say it's been easy. You can never feel like you once were, good or bad. This kind of helps reinvigorate me because I haven't been as challenged as I used to be physically.
Like several of the other 24 bikers taking part in the soldier ride, Gammon is riding an adaptive hand cycle, a low riding bike that lets him pedal with his arms. He says it took him a while to get used to it.
But then after you get going and you figure out all the gears and you kind of find the rhythm of it, it is nice to be going fast, pushing yourself, you know, getting your heart rate up again.
Chris Robinson is with the Wounded Warrior Project, which organizes these rides nationwide. He says it gives soldiers, many of them suffering from PTSD, an opportunity to support each other.
It's a rehabilitative ride, and we go as fast as the slowest man. So if someone's struggling, there's going to be other guys there to pick them up.
As the soldiers prepared for the ride outside of Madison's shopping mall, they coached each other on overcoming their injuries.
You got to pick your battles.
You have to, yeah.
you'll
burn yourself out.
Along the route, the soldier ride will stop in Waterloo, Milwaukee, and Kenosha before rolling into Chicago on Monday. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.